AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The government shutdown has started. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump and Congress have failed to come to an agreement to keep government programs and services running by the Wednesday deadline. Democrats have been demanding funding for health care subsidies that are expiring for millions of people under the Affordable Care Act. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The premiums for those on ACA, 24 million people, that's a huge number, will go up 114%.
Republican Senator John Barrasso is accusing Schumer of a shakedown.
Chuck Schumer is forcing a government shutdown, regardless of the cost, regardless of the consequences to the American people. This truly is a Democrat-owned, Chuck Schumer-owned shutdown.
Some 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed and some possibly fired by the Trump administration. This is the third time over two administrations that President Donald Trump has presided over a federal funding lapse. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Donald Trump has given Hamas 3 or 4 days to respond to a ceasefire proposal for ending the war in Gaza. AP's Joe Fetterman.
This is a 20-point plan that heavily favors Israel. It essentially calls on Hamas to surrender, to disarm, and transfer control of Gaza to a new internationally supervised body led by President Trump himself. In Gaza, residents have given the plan a cool reception. They say it amounts to a return to colonialism. Hamas has not given a response yet. It says it's studying the plan, and it's in touch with international mediators trying to make some changes that are more favorable to it.
Rescuers are looking for survivors through collapsed houses and other damaged buildings in the central Philippines. That's a day after an earthquake killed at least 69 people. This is AP News. Indonesian rescue workers are racing around the clock in the search for survivors from a school collapse in the province of East Java. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma.
In East Java, over 90 students are still unaccounted for, with 3 confirmed dead and about 100 injured. Mohammed Sayafi, head of the National Search and Rescue Agency, gives instructions to a field team at the school collapse site in Sidoarjo. Most rescues typically happen within 24 hours after such a disaster, with chances of survival decreasing each day after that. And more than 300 workers are continuing to work desperately at the scene to try and reach those who've been detected to be still alive and trapped below. Of the approximately 100 injured, 26 are still hospitalised, and many are said to have suffered head injuries and broken bones, authorities say. I'm Charles Deledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.